This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
One big difference between parents and non-parents is that parents have experienced, albeit second-hand, the strange phenomenon called teething. Teething is that process when a tooth slowly erupts out of the gum to migrate to its final functional position. The kids are sometimes grumpy, and why not, when a perfectly fine gum is having a hole punched in it from underneath by the rising tip of a sharp tooth? Parents and health professionals have been debating the effects of teething on infant health for over 5,000 years. The ancient Sumerians believed that teething caused worms. And further, ancient Hindu writings, as well as those of Homer, Aristotle, and Celsus, claimed that there was a definite link between teething and serious infant illness. As recently as 1839, over 5,000 infant deaths in Wales and England were blamed on teething. The truth was slow to emerge. For example, on one hand, in 1975, the British Medical Journal correctly wrote that, and I quote, "There can be no excuse for ascribing fever, fits, diarrhea, bronchitis or rashes to teething," unquote. But a few years later, in 1979, both parents and physicians were still wrongly identifying teething as a cause of the symptoms of children being admitted to hospital. And even today, most parents believe that teething causes major infant illness. But it's a myth. Children have an average of almost one tooth eruption per month between 7 and 30 months of age. But this period between 7 and 30 months of age is also when infants have many rapid bodily changes and many minor illnesses. So, if the teeth are erupting, and if around the same time there are many minor illnesses, is there a relationship? Well, practically all societies have a folk belief that says, yes, they believe that teething causes major problems. For example, some 18 surveys covering Australia, Africa, Asia, and the Americas found an almost universal belief that teething causes diarrhea. Other symptoms were irritability, sleep disturbance, drooling, red cheeks, fever, nappy rash, sooking, infections, pulling at ears, runny nose, and smelly urine, which actually is quite serious. Now, most parents deal with teething in their infants with a combination of comfort, cuddles, something to chew on, and teething gels. On average, about three-quarters of parents in this situation use some kind of medication. But it was only recently that medical studies have looked closely at the effects of teething. One typical study was by Dr. Michael Macnan from the Cleveland Clinic Foundation in Ohio. It followed 125 well and healthy infants from 4 to 12 months of age. Now, the parents were taught how to measure temperature with an ear thermometer, which they did twice every day. The parents also monitored the eruption of their children's teeth, and they kept a daily log of 18 symptoms, for example, appetite for solids and liquids, sleep, stool looseness, irritability, and so forth. And the parents also recorded all illnesses, medications, and vaccinations relevant to their children. Overall, the parents catalogued nearly 20,000 child days, during which time 475 teeth erupted from perfectly innocent gums. Symptoms appeared about 4 days before the tooth emerged and continued through the actual day of eruption to 3 days afterwards. Now, first, and rather surprisingly, about one-third of kids had absolutely no symptoms related to teething. Second, Dr. Macnan found that teething was linked with daytime restlessness, increased biting, irritability, wakefulness, ear rubbing, decreased appetite for solid foods, thumb sucking, gum rubbing, slight facial rashes, and drooling. And there was also an association of teething with a slight increase in temperature. Now, these symptoms all seem logically related to having something sharp attack your gum from the inside. But finally, Dr. Macnan's analysis found there was no link between teething and more serious symptoms such as stool looseness, stool frequency, sleep disturbance, decreased appetite for liquids, cough, rashes other than facial rashes, or vomiting. And there was also no link with a major rise in temperature or with major illnesses. And he concluded that there was, and I quote, no evidence that teething was associated with any severe health-threatening conditions, unquote. Other studies have shown the same overall results. Teething causes only minor illnesses. It does not cause major illness. It is good to recognise this, but at the same time, to also recognise symptoms of danger. For example, smelly urine is a possible marker of a urinary tract infection, which is a serious condition. High fever can be a marker of a serious infection. If parents wrongly believe that smelly urine and high fever are part of the normal course of teething, they might ignore these markers of more serious illnesses. The great paediatric teacher Illingworth was very close to the truth when he wrote that, and I quote, "Teething causes nothing but teeth," unquote.
What does it mean? Why is it so?